From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Climate change is among the most contentious agenda items being addressed Friday at the Group of Seven Summit in Sicily. U.S. administration officials have said President Trump, who referred to man-made global warming as a hoax during his campaign, will wait until after the summit before making a decision on the issue. North Korea's nuclear ambitions is also tops on the agenda, and President Trump promised Friday the North Korean issue would be resolved.
We'll be discussing many things, including, of course, North Korea, which is very much on our minds. We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be in particular focused on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
Trade is another major topic on the minds of Trump's counterparts in the G7, including Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom. Egyptian officials say mass gunmen attacked a bus of Coptic Christians Friday, killing at least 26 people. Authorities say 25 others were wounded in the attack as they were traveling to a monastery more than 200 miles from Cairo. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, though it bears the hallmarks of Egypt's Islamic State affiliate, which has carried out two separate attacks on Coptics in the last 6 months. Back in April, bomb attacks at two Coptic churches in Egypt killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100 as worshippers were marking Palm Sunday. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States' relations with Britain will withstand the flap over leaks to U.S. media about the Manchester bombing investigation in Britain. We hope to have that for you the next hour. Leaked details about the probe, including the bomber's name and police pictures of the evidence, prompted Britain to briefly suspend sharing information with the U.S. on Thursday. Salman Abidi blew himself up in a Manchester arena Monday night, killing 22 people and wounding 116 others. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he will ask the Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling that blocks President Trump's executive order limiting travel from six predominantly Muslim countries. An appeals court said the order did amount to a Muslim ban. The president promised before and after his election to limit access for some Muslims to the U.S. Tensions hang around the fate of Zambia's top opposition leader, who faces treason charges and whose court appearances has been postponed repeatedly if convicted. Hakainde Hichilema, could be given the death penalty over an incident in which his convoy refused to yield to the president's motorcade. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
For more than 6 weeks now, opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema has been in jail, awaiting trial on treason charges that carry a possible death sentence. His case has proceeded in fits and starts, says his spokesman Charles Kakoma, who spoke to VOA Friday outside the court after yet another delay.
Justice delayed is justice denied. There is no reason why this case should drag on all this time.
In April, the motorcade of President Edgar Lungu crossed paths with Hichilema's convoy on a country road in western Zambia. The two men have a bitter history. Hichilema has run unsuccessfully for president five times and challenged the legitimacy of his latest loss in 2016. Hichilema's drivers refused to yield to the motorcade. Days later, police stormed his upscale Lusaka home, sprayed tear gas, and hauled him away. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Turkey has removed more than 4,000 judges and prosecutors on suspicion of links to last year's failed coup. The judiciary had been cleared of supporters of the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Ankara blames for the July 15th attempted ouster of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. More than 100,000 people in police, judiciary, civil service, and private sector have been fired or suspended from their jobs due to the alleged links to the coup. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.